At home or in person, Gwinnett parents have to decide yet again.
And find out how driving a school bus led to an award-winning photograph.
It's all coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
It's Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Lee.
And I'm Marcel Portu.
The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is your hyper-local news podcast brought to you every week by the BG Podcast Network and the Gwinnett Daily Post.
But before we get to today's headlines, here's a quick look at today in history.
In 1959, the Guggenheim Museum opens in New York City.
Thousands marched in Washington, D.C. to protest the Vietnam War in 1967.
And in 1956, a true star is born. Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies. Now today's top story brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties.
Gwinnett County Public Schools will allow either in-person or digital learning for the upcoming spring semester. Parents will have until November 15th to choose. We spoke with GCPS Associate Superintendent for School Improvement and Operations, Dr. C. Flint, about the plan.
It's really mainly geared towards second semester, and our second semester begins in January. So we're having a time between October 28th and November 15th where we're going to have an opportunity for parents to sign up their students for either digital or in person, very similar to how we did this semester, with a couple of changes.
We wanted to know if parents can change their choice in the middle of the semester. Here's the answer we got.
There's always situations that'll be a little bit one-off. Obviously, a parent can contact the school and talk through the student support teams or many of the other support areas for students. And if it seems that a change needs to be made, then the school and parent team can kind of make that decision. But I think for the most part, we're asking for really a good faith effort on both sides to try to make the best decision that they can make for the entire semester, knowing what we know, up until this point, being able to participate in the different types of learning.
Finally, how can parents and students receive more information?
The best place right now, we have an entire area of our Gwinnett County Public School website devoted to this information, but the information will be shared in a number of ways. We'll be sharing it on GCPS TV. We have a number of social media sites we're going to be sharing it on. We're going to continue to do news releases through the time period. We'll be passing out flyers for those in person and then sending them out by email. We also have a program called School Messenger, and that goes directly to the parents, so they'll get that information that way. I think it's the end of that time period. If we haven't heard from parents, we'll probably try to start reaching out from the individual schools directly to the parents to see if we can't get that information. So we have a high percentage of our students that have made those selections, so schools can appropriately determine what their schedules are going to be.
Sometimes where you sit can make a huge difference in how you see the world. While Russell Adams didn't shoot any pictures from the driver's seat of Gwinnett County Public School Bus number 3185, he can think of ideas for shots while he's sitting there, and one of those recently led to a national award for his photo titled The Upside Down. Since he isn't allowed to take his camera on the bus, Adams learned how to make great pictures with his cell phone. One dank day in 2018, he got the inspiration for his winning photo while waiting for students. He shot and edited the photo on his smartphone, taking 9 attempts to get the photo just the way he wanted. With encouragement from the head of the GCPS Transportation Department, Adams entered the photo in a national contest sponsored by School Bus Fleet Magazine, and it took top prize. Adams, who's driven a school bus for 7 years, said he receives lots of encouragement from his fellow drivers, and that gave him the idea to publish a book of his photos called Visions from a Bus Driver that is available on Amazon. To see Adams' award-winning photo, check out Todd Klein's article in GwinnettDailyPost.com.
A family of four and their dog are lucky to be alive after they escaped a fire that destroyed their Lawrenceville home Saturday morning. One of the residents of the home was asleep on the couch in the den when he woke up to smell the smoke. He then opened an interior door and found the garage on fire. He tried to put out the fire with a portable fire extinguisher and alerted the other residents about the fire. Captain Tommy Rutledge said firefighters were called to the house on Shoal Circle at 5:58 a.m. The house was engulfed in flames when crews arrived 5 minutes after receiving the call. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined and remains under investigation, but the investigators did determine it began in the home's garage. Coming up, we've got a new segment from an old Metro Atlanta radio friend, Moby in the Morning.
Plus, we'll share highlights from the recent Gwinnett County Chairman's Debate. Stay with us. Hey guys, it's Amanda Lee, your local host and Gwinnett native. 2020 has been a different year for sure, but if the time has come for you and your family to buy, sell, or rent a new home, Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and her team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years now, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy and her team are a little different. Her team of 35-plus realtors realize that fostering strong relationships within the community is the key to their business. Peggy's team of professionals can work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes, new homes, rentals, with listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference is, at Peggy Slappy Properties, they're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call 24/7 at 770-271-5555. Peggy delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less. Engineer Solutions of
Georgia. Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a
stable dry foundation.
This week, we'd like to introduce a new segment on the podcast, The Small Town Soapbox by Atlanta radio legend Moby in the Morning. Please note that the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on the Small Town Soapbox segment of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of the publisher, editor, and staff of the Gwinnett Daily Post newspaper and are purely intended for entertainment purposes.
I'm sending this to a couple of my children, a dear friend wrote me. They don't understand why I'm voting for Trump. That moment when someone says, I can't believe you would vote for Donald Trump. I simply reply, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for the First Amendment, and I'm voting for freedom of speech. I'm voting for the Second Amendment and my right to defend my life and my family. I'm voting for the Supreme Court justices to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm voting for the continued growth of my retirement 401k and the stock market. I'm voting for a return of our troops from foreign countries and the end to America's involvement in foreign conflicts. I'm voting for the Electoral College and the republic we live in. I'm voting for the police to be respected once again and for them to ensure law and order because that's what they are pledged to do. I'm voting for the continued appointment of federal judges who respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'm voting for our jobs to remain in America and not be outsourced all over again to China, Mexico, and other foreign countries. I'm voting for secure borders and legal immigration. I'm I'm voting for the military and the veterans who fought for this country to give the American people their freedoms. I'm voting for the unborn babies. They have a right to live. I'm voting for continued peace and progress in the Middle East. I'm voting to fight against human and child trafficking. I'm voting for freedom of religion. I'm voting for the American flag that is disrespected by the Democratic Party. I'm voting for the right to speak my opinion and not be censored. I'm not just voting for one person. I'm voting for the future of my country, of all our country. I'm voting for my children and my grandchildren to ensure their freedoms and their future. So, what are you voting for? And that's today's Small Town Soapbox.
Please note that the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on the Small Town Soapbox segment of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of the publisher, editor, and staff of the Gwinnett Daily Post newspaper and are purely intended for entertainment purposes.
One of the hottest local races this election cycle is the one for Gwinnett County Chairman. In today's spotlight, we'd like to share an excerpt from the Atlanta Press Club's Loudermilk Young debate between Republican candidate David Post and Democratic candidate Nicole Love Hendrickson.
And we now go to our third and final round. In this round, Maggie and I will alternate questions to the candidate of our choice until we run out of time. And I will determine when a rebuttal is appropriate. Maggie, you may ask the first question in this round.
Sure. I'd like to ask Mr. Post about voting. Gwinnett saw some huge wait times for early voting. Again, some of this is up to state control. You know, the county can't choose what machines to use, but the county does have control of some things like recruiting poll workers. How do you make sure there are not 6, 7, and 8 hour lines for voting if you're commission chairman?
Well, that's a tough question, and that's up to the people that are running the voting situations. I don't have anything to do with the voting. If there are things that aren't happening, then they should be figuring out what it is and what needs to be done. If it needs to be more machines, it needs more people. I understand that there are some problems with some of the machines being online or whatever, but that's a job that the people that are handling the voting need to fix.
Jim, could I ask the same question to Ms. Hendrickson, please, about voting? How do you make sure there aren't these huge voting lines if you're county commission chair?
Yes. I'll say that I'm absolutely excited about the turnout that we've seen over the last 3 days with the elections and people just energized about voting and make sure that they exercise their right in this very historic election. It's a historic turnout. But I do believe that the Board of Commissioners does have a responsibility and an obligation to support our elections. And we can do that by assisting with manpower, helping to recruit and train poll workers. We can also help with technology. A lot of the holdup was because of technology glitches. And because we're in a pandemic, the social distancing and only allowing so many people in the precincts at a time is an issue. But we also need to have volunteers ready to communicate with voters. We have 9 sites for early voting. And many people choose to vote at one site, but if we had volunteers on hand and staff being able to help navigate and man the lines, we can further direct people to other locations to help mitigate some of the wait times and the lines that are forming. Thank you.
Thank you. I will now ask a question to David Post. Property tax bills are going out right now, and there's a new property tax for economic development. Do you support this tax?
Well, Let me back up by saying that we've talked about this being a crisis situation right now. We've got people out of work. Businesses have closed. Businesses have gone bankrupt. People have lost their life savings. We've got tax from one place, the Rowan Project, which hasn't even been announced yet. And my question is, how many people or how many families are we going to destroy financially and socially to keep burying them with new taxes? We're going to have to take a look at all of those things. And, you know, like the Rowan Project, the tax commissioner already said that there's going to be a new tax coming down. It hasn't even been announced yet. So how many more things are going on? We've got so many things that we have purchased that the citizens of Gwinnett County are going to have to end up paying for. So we'd have to look at anything that's going to create a new tax.
Thank you. And I'll ask the same question of Ms. Hendrickson. Do you support this economic development tax?
Well, I will say that I was shocked when I got my property tax bill and saw that my property taxes increased, and that was a result of the Republican-controlled board who raised and increased the taxes. They also increased the public safety tax as well as the watershed management tax. And so we saw a rate increase across the board during a pandemic. And one thing we have to realize is that as our county continues to grow, as our county continues to age, we have to pay for things. And it's either going to come on the property owners or the commercial property owners, or we have to leverage a sales tax. And while I don't support increase in taxes, I do recognize and am cognizant that sometimes it is necessary to continue providing the world-class services and amenities that we've been able to benefit from for many, many years. So thank you.
Thank you. Maggie.
Sure. A question for Ms. Hendrickson. Across Metro Atlanta, it's getting more expensive to live. It's harder to find affordable housing. There's different policies places are trying, like requiring some number of below market rate units and new apartment buildings. Is this something Gwinnett needs to work on countywide? And if so, how do you pay for it?
Yes, many of our residents who live in Gwinnett. So first of all, I support the county investing in a comprehensive housing study to look at not only our housing stock, but the affordability of housing for our workforce. Right now, you have to earn at least $50,000 to be able to own a home in Gwinnett County. Well, that cuts out teachers, that cuts out public safety officials. And so where do we draw the line on affordability for the people who work in our county? And I believe that investing in a comprehensive housing study can help us plan for workforce housing that meets the need for our blue-collar workers and our public safety workers. And I think it's important that people have an opportunity to work close to where they live. How do we pay for it? Well, there's the hotel motel tax, where we have a percentage of that's discretionary funds that we can pay for and invest in housing stock to meet the needs of our workforce for today. Thank you.
My next question is to Nicole Hendrickson. Gwinnett County has 3 U.S. House districts within its borders. Do you think this serves the county well?
No, I do not. I believe that we may see a change given that the census is, we're in the midst of a census. We have nearly 1 million residents, and that probably will be more than that once we complete and finalize the census. There's going to be redistricting. And so I don't think that it's fairly served. The ones that we do have in office, I don't think that they're serving us well. But I think that there's opportunity for more robust representation.
Thank you for joining us for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast, your true hyper-local news source.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit GwinnettDailyPost.com for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the residents of Gwinnett County.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section or call the podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode.
The Gwinnett Daily Post podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Amanda Lee producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
Brought to you by Toccoa Falls College in Toccoa Falls, Georgia. More information on TFC, call 706-886-7299 or visit them online at tfc.edu. That's tfc.edu. Since 1907, TFC, glorifying God through seeking and developing leaders who will impact the world for Jesus Christ.